again, no touchdowns for the first team offense. You're still stuck at zero, you know, for preseason. In the bigger picture, how big of a concern is that?
You know, I mean, tonight was disappointing. I mean, in the sense that this was the game week, and we treated it as such. And, you know, so there was a little more game planning that went into this and preparation. You know, and got down there twice, I think, was the disappointing thing. And then to walk away with no points because of the turnovers hurts. You'd love to get touchdowns all the time. In a game like today, though, I mean, the field goals would have helped too, especially there at halftime. Going to halftime would have been a much different game if we could have walked away with points. So yeah, it hurts. I mean, you'd love to get down there, score touchdowns all the time. You know, with that, yeah, I mean, I think there's things we'll learn from, and you know, if the mistakes, I don't think I'll make again.
Is the offensive line giving you what you need?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't think that had anything to do with it. You know, really on the first one, just a matter of being a little late. I mean, he was open, and need to see it a little sooner and cut it loose in there. I tried to fit it in a little late, and it cost you. You know, things are tight down there. Windows are tight. You know, things happen fast. So, you know, really more disappointed in the second one. You know, third down, trying to make it happen, trying to, you know, move the chains there and forcing it. And I didn't see the guy until the end, and you know, bad decision. But I think there are two things that are very fixable and need to be fixed, certainly. So
how can you evaluate these games without Jamal, without Dwayne? You're not going to have Stevenson for four. I mean, how do you evaluate these preseason games?
I mean, it's still about execution. I mean, I think when you turn the film on, you know, tomorrow when we look at it, I mean, it's whether or not Dwayne's in there or Jamal, I mean, whoever's up, I mean, he's expected to come in and execute, you know, and really it's, I mean, so much it comes down to the little things. And, I mean, it's the next guy up. I mean, it's not unreasonable to think that, you know, we're going to play games this season without those guys. And it's the nature of football. So, you know, you're not going to be able to use that as a crutch. I mean, we got to be able to make plays with whoever's out there.
Alex, given that the starters probably won't play much or this final preseason game, and given tonight's performance, how comfortable are you? Less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think we all would have loved to have ended here on a better note, you know, not knowing what's going to happen next week. You know, but this being the big game, and you would have loved to shown a little better. I still very comfortable with where we're at. I mean, we got a ton of great work in camp and throughout this preseason here. I felt like we moved the ball well. You know, just needed to finish and didn't do it today. So, you know, obviously need to get it fixed, but it was certainly I don't think anything to panic or get too worried about.
Alex, in tonight's game, did you get a sense of what it's going to be like not to have Dwayne Bowe in your season opener?
Well, I think, I mean, a little bit of it was, I mean, that was, I mean, realistic, right? I mean, Dwayne's not going to be there for the first game, so it was good opportunity for those guys, all of us in the passing game. I mean, because really, I mean, it's not just on the guy that's got to step in and play his position, but all of us in the passing game that need to step up. You know, so I think it was great practice tonight. Great opportunity for the young guys to come in and play.
I know it would help if you saw the film before you answered the question, but
yeah.
You know, every week in the preseason, every day, you're looking for improvement, whether it's big or little.
Yeah.
Is there any improvement tonight on offense?
I mean, I think so. I mean, with that, it's a different opponent, right? It's a different matchup. It's different than last week. I mean, if we were playing Carolina again, and you'd hope to see different improvement, but this is a whole other test. And, you know, you prep all week and get ready for it, but there's some unknown there too, right? I mean, they're prepping and getting ready, and they don't tell you what they're running, you know? So a little bit of that, yeah, but you got to expect to go out there and execute, and you do expect to take steps as the preseason moves on, certainly. You know, like I said, I felt like we moved it well at times there. You got to be able to finish in the red zone. You know, it is what so much of this game is about, scoring points. And when you do get down there, you know, coming away with touchdowns. So, yes and no, I guess, to answer your questions. Yeah, you do expect to have improvement, you know, leading up to the season. With that, though, I mean, each week, each game's a different challenge, you know.
It seemed like we all know Andy doesn't like to reveal anything at any time. But it seemed like the coaches had a little more invested in this game plan. We saw some things that we hadn't seen before. You had your three tight ends with really no big guy. You had, and was that an attempt by the coaches to kind of maybe goose the offense a little bit?
I think those are things that, you know, we've practiced all of camp and have had. We do a lot with personnels and trying to find matchups and things like that. And certainly the first time I think we did some of that in a preseason game. You know, better question for coach. But certainly, yeah, this was the dress rehearsal, right? I mean, we talked about it all week that this was that. And so, yeah, you were gonna get a few more of those things in there, you know, wrinkles.
All right. Thanks.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you, man.